Welcome to Movie Chronicles with the Pal Bros. Now, I know there seems to be an endless spiral of bad stories coming from Hollywood, and we may see Hollywood as the dumpster fire that it is, but it is true, we still love movies. That being said, we desire the destruction and death of Hollywood, and the end of the reign of the evil and corrupt men and women telling these awful stories. We desire a rebirth of the film industry, through the telling of good stories that lead to Christ being glorified and one day reigning over the film industry. If you wish to support us in our mission, head over to patreon.com/thepowellbros or follow the link in the show notes. There you'll gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both Movie Chronicles and Movie Reviews by The Powell Bros. And now, on with the show. Welcome back to Movie Chronicles with the Powell Bros. I am here with Trent Powell, my brother. We are going to be talking about some news in the movie film industry. I know you're sick, so we'll kind of keep it shorter, but
yeah, it's all good.
I might go see Madam Web again before I do it.
I can't believe
not because I liked it so much, but because like I want to know why everybody hated it so much.
Oh my goodness.
I don't
really it's like you didn't
I
hate
didn't
it
see
like
it.
You like did you like it?
I thought it was a good movie.
Really?
It was a good movie. Yes. The story was a good story.
I want to talk about it because I know a lot of the stupid things that are in the movie, but I want to save it for when we review it. But I can't wait.
I don't know if I was just in a really good mood when I watched it or something. Like, that's why I want to go see it again.
Oh,
like,
boy.
Was I just completely oblivious or what?
I don't know. I mean,
I have not seen a single person say a single good thing about it.
Neither have I.
I know some of the reasons people hated it.
Even
I know
people
some of the
that
reasons
I disagree
and
with.
I understand those.
Yeah, even people I disagree with usually when it comes to movie reviews absolutely hate the movie. People that I agree with usually on movies absolutely hate the movie. I don't think anyone likes it. And it's underperformed its expectations in the box office. Like, it might not even make $100 million. Globally, and Morbius made like 130 million globally. This one might not make even 100, and it had a pretty big budget too. So it,
it
looks like a CW movie.
I think I have to watch it again. If we're gonna when we're gonna review it, like, but when we review it, I think I have to because
yeah,
I don't want to look like a complete idiot.
Sure. Okay. Did you see the right movie? I don't know. We're not gonna talk about it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can get into it later. Couple weeks, 2 weeks.
Answer me this. Why do you think they didn't use the name Peter Parker? Or they even say Peter Parker.
Oh, my gosh.
It's probably because of legal. Dumb. It's probably because like some kind of legal reason. But doesn't make any sense because.
Oh, yeah.
But
absolutely, it was a legal reason.
But
it kind of confirms the whole thing of like why like they took Spider-Man out of. Like, why they took Spider-Man completely out of Morbius. Why they took Peter Parker, Spider-Man completely out of Madame Web.
Yeah.
It's because of his legal reasons. Even when there was a baby and they didn't even say his name, like, it's because of legal reasons.
That was
now things like
the
that in this
of
movie.
Ben Parker.
Okay. Yes, the things like that in this movie make it very clear why people didn't like it for things like that. But the story itself is what I talk about.
That's not what I've heard. I've heard it's all the story. It's the acting. It's the characters.
I think people are so overcritical of it.
Character choice that's made in the movie from beginning to end. Every line of dialogue. I don't know.
I'll see it again.
I'm going to enjoy it. It's going to be very entertaining. I've heard that it's actually very entertaining because of how stupid it is.
Okay, so, but you can't go into it thinking how stupid.
Like I said, you know, I went into a movie like watching a movie like Detective Pikachu, wanting to like it, knowing nothing about it, and I just hated it. It's like I can also go to a movie expecting to hate it and be convinced otherwise.
So, with us being able to think more critically of movies, and me going in and seeing it, and watching the story, and thinking it was good, was kind of surprising to me. I was very surprised.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll get really into it. It'll be a good episode.
Yeah, totally.
All right, Deadpool 3. All right, the Super Bowl happened. We saw the Deadpool 3 trailer.
Yeah, what was your opinions on the trailer?
Yeah. I think they're staying pretty true to the first two movies, really. When you watch it, there's some things in it you can tell were like very MCU, like esque things. Like his suit is like a brighter red for sure. It's like a little more animated almost.
Right. I think they're doing that so that they can make Wolverine's suit a little more comic book accurate and stand out more, and then have a good contrast with Deadpool's. For sure. And also we're probably gonna see all the X-Men in their yellow and blue suits as well. Like that's gonna that'll happen for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's gonna be a more bright movie. I don't know, different tone, I guess.
Oh yeah. Yeah. For sure. I mean the violence is there. His bad mouth is there. The TVA, like we predicted, was going to be there.
Yeah,
we saw the TVA.
I don't know,
which is kind of weird.
Oh yeah, like, it is.
There's weird things because their suits were completely different from Loki.
Uh-huh.
We didn't see any of the same characters from Loki.
No, I
mean, granted, the TVA is like a big organization or whatever.
Do you think Owen Wilson's going to show up?
Yeah,
and
I don't know.
Deadpool will make a bunch of wild jokes.
I mean, yeah. I think I think it's kind of confirmed that he's going to be in it. Kind of not. I don't know.
I heard a theory that
it's weird because the TVA it seems like not the TVA.
Right. So I don't know if there's something going
like
on there.
Like a fake TVA.
Yeah. And that could just be. I don't know. Like, I don't even know. Just their own director's choice. Like,
it could be a
production choice. I don't know. Well, I feel like. Oh yeah, going back to what I said, I heard a theory that Owen Wilson's Morbius was gonna be like the main villain of the movie. or something. He's gonna try to stop Deadpool and Wolverine. So that'd be interesting. I feel like that'd be a good one.
Yeah, for sure.
Because we don't have a villain, right? Like there was nothing teased. No. I haven't even heard rumors.
The goons or whatever, but that was it.
Right. No, I haven't even heard rumors about who the villains are.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is gonna be cameo galore. Especially with the Fox sign, you know, we saw that in the trailer, which we saw in the photo leaks. I'm still surprised they didn't actually have Wolverine in the trailer, especially for the Super Bowl. It's like,
you think
you'd want like to say, hey, Wolverine's here. I mean,
I know it's Deadpool and Wolverine and they Wolverine the title, wasn't even in the trailer.
Right. Until the end.
And
it was a tease. And obviously they know what they're, they probably know what they're doing.
Get that. But even how, no cameos. We didn't. I mean, apart from the scenes from Age of Ultron or whatever, there was no cameos in
Age of
movie.
Ultron. What are you talking about?
Like where he was watching the TVs. And there's like scenes.
From Age of Ultron. Wasn't there like a whole bunch of different MCU moments, like Civil War?
And Avengers. There's this Age of Ultron scenes that stuck out to me, but
right.
But yeah. Yeah, Thor Ragnarok, I think, there was a scene from that or something. But there was, apart from that, like, there's no, like, actual cameos.
Right.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Which is fine. I mean, they're just leaving it for later.
Yeah. And they're, I mean, he's working with the TVA, which means time travel, which means teleporting wherever he wants, mm-hmm. anywhere he wants, whenever he wants. So kind of shows there will be cameos, and with the amount of rumors we've heard of cameos too, right. So
it'll kind of be like what I was expecting from Multiverse of Madness, but to actually happen here, because I was expecting a lot more cameos in Multiverse of Madness, just because they're jumping from multiverse.
Oh to yeah, universe, for so we sure. We
didn't really get a whole lot, yeah. except for the Illuminati. But I would expect yeah. probably a lot more in this one, and they're just gonna have fun with it. Well, okay, so
probably, yeah,
the Wolverine, the one in the white coat. Do you know much about that one? From the comics,
I don't know, but I've heard the rumors that it's probably Daniel Radcliffe's.
Right. So, so that Wolverine's called Wolverine Patch, because he has an eye patch, and he's kind of like a James Bond, Wolverine. Mm. So it's super cool in the comics. So that's what they tease. And yes, the theory is that that's going to be Daniel Radcliffe's. I don't think it will. I think it will be Hugh Jackman. Because I think that will just fit Hugh Jackman really yeah. well. And I am 100% certain that Daniel Radcliffe will show up and we will hear a Harry Potter joke. And I will laugh.
I wonder if there's going to be a variant of Wolverine that is going to be the villain.
They did that with Logan. It was another weapon, but I don't think that they would do that, to be honest. Maybe, but
yeah, just with it being a Deadpool and Wolverine, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, could be, but I
wonder if it will just be variants of themselves that are the villains.
Could be. Well, yeah, we're supposed to get a whole bunch of different Deadpools, like dog Deadpool or whatever, Lady Deadpool.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
all the other Deadpools.
Yeah,
and then we'll get all the X-Men, and it'll be interesting to see where will it be a setup for the next of the rest of the MCU, or will it just kind of be played off as a joke? Like, how much impact will it have on the MCU as a whole? I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder, like. Some people think that Dr. Doom's going to be the villain in this.
Really?
And going to kind of set up him as the villain. Yeah, I don't know. Like,
huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess we could talk about the Fantastic Forecast, too.
Yeah, that's true.
What'd you think of it?
Well, you kind of know how I feel about... What's his name?
Pedro Pascal.
That's
Reed Richards.
Even if I liked him, I don't think he would be good for the role.
I have a hard time believing that he's the smartest man alive.
yeah, for sure. he's just not that kind of character. Like,
right.
He's supposed to be a nerdy, smart scientist, not
right.
Pedro Pascal gives off a very quiet, like, macho vibe, nerdy.
Right.
And that's what he usually gets cast in. That's why we're last time we talked, like, Dr. Doom seemed more likely.
Right.
Not Reed Richards.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
But what's the guy that's playing...
The Thing, or... No,
The Human Torch.
Eddie from Stranger Things. I love that. Yeah. That's perfect.
I love it, yeah.
I think he'll do a great job.
That'll be great. The girl.
Storm.
I couldn't remember if I'd seen anything with her in.
Yeah.
She looked kind of familiar, but.
She kind of looked familiar.
I didn't even look her up. Do you know if she's in anything?
No, I forgot.
That you've heard of?
Too. I have no idea. But she looks like
Sue Storm. She looks great for Sue Storm. Like, very, like, extremely comic accurate Sue Storm is what she looked like to me.
Mm-hmm. And The Thing, obviously, is hard to tell. Like,
The Thing.
Because he's a rock. But, I mean, the guy that's playing him, he plays another MCU character now. In
oh yeah yeah,
he plays
in
Microchip or something.
What movie was it?
Daredevil, the TV show.
Oh yeah yeah yeah. yeah.
Or Daredevil. Punisher.
No, not Daredevil.
Punisher. Sorry, yeah, he's in the Punisher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that. I also remember him from Lake House.
Oh, that's
where I remember him from.
Yeah. Keanu Reeves. Ooh, we should do Keanu Reeves season.
He also, I think he, from what I remember, he has like a very deep voice, so I feel like that would fit. He can do a very deep voice. So
can I
think that would fit really well for the thing. But yeah, I think other than the guy playing, other than Pedro Pascal, the cast is fine.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, it's good.
I have no hope in Disney and Marvel.
Yeah. I mean, you know why they picked him. They didn't pick him because he would be a great Reed Richards. They picked him because of who he is.
Yeah.
He's very influential. He's
big
name. People love him for whatever reason.
He's diverse. Is he like Puerto Rican or something?
I think so. They didn't pick him because he'd be a great Reed Richards.
Right.
They picked him for all these other reasons. It's like,
right.
Okay. And so like, that just shows what your goals are for this movie, which shows that we're not really interested. Speaking of which, it's a period piece. What do you think of that?
I don't know. I think I would like that better because then it won't feel as connected to the whole universe. Because I just want typical, even not I don't even want an origin story. I just want the Fantastic Four, and just do a Fantastic Four story. Don't connect it to the multiverse. Don't make it a big event movie. Just set up these characters, give us reason to love them.
Well,
tell a good story.
I wonder if it is going to be a big multiverse movie though.
Well, of course
it
will.
I don't think it's gonna. I don't think it's gonna take place in the old times primarily.
Huh.
I think the characters might be from the old times. I think. Well, I think they're like gonna tease that
pulled
but
into our world.
It's
the MCU.
They're going to be pulled into this world. They're going to maybe be from this world and get sent to that world.
Maybe.
Think something like that.
Or that could just happen at
the end.
They're
going in this.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I really don't think. They're so big on connecting everything. I would be surprised if they kept them alone in their universe in their time.
Right. Yeah, because I'm over all these connected
universe
movies. I've just...
Because for the fact that it's taking place in another time kind of shows that, like, it is another universe.
Well,
it
totally is. Because...
Which is...
There's no way that they can say that the Fantastic Four have been in the MCU all along for the first three phases. It's like, no, I don't believe that.
So that's why... You know it's going to be a big multiverse movie. Like, it just will be.
I have hopes that they'll not do that, and it'll just be like end credits or at the end. They'll get pulled into another universe with Doctor Doom or something, or Galactus.
Yeah.
And then they'll set up whatever's next.
But
from what I've heard in the leaks, like, apparently Sue Storm is supposed to be leading the Fantastic Four. So...
Mm.
Don't want that.
So that's great.
And I don't know. I just have no hopes that it'll be good at all. I have low expectations. Maybe they'll be exceeded. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, to kind of change the tone, because we seem to always talk about Marvel, Disney, and all that. I've heard some good things about another foreign film. It's a French film. I haven't seen it, but seems like it could be good. It's called The Taste of Things. It's playing in my AMC theater right now.
Okay.
I'm probably gonna go see it. It's PG-13. Doesn't seem like there's from what I could tell any nudity or language. So
okay. It's a cookie movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a food romance movie.
Yeah. Okay.
And Yeah. I think it's interesting that it's a French film, for one.
Uh-huh.
That people are kind of excited about another foreign film, because the last good movie that wasn't a big franchise movie or connected to anything was Godzilla
Minus One.
Yeah.
Another foreign film. And
yeah,
I really do believe, like, because we talk about how we're going to try to, you know, not talk about Disney and all these other things and or other franchises that are all these connected movies, but there isn't anything out. Like, there's Hollywood nothing. Is not producing anything of substance.
Well, yeah, this year alone,
they completely lost any ability to write a good story.
Yeah.
So we're getting these good movies from other countries, like
right.
these places that still have stories to tell. And
yeah,
I mean, well, it's hard for us to not talk about Disney.
Garbage. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, anything that's independent nowadays is it's either got gay leads,
mm-hmm.
extreme amount of nudity, or some other political pushing of some sort, like right. transgender or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we get for independent films nowadays. Like, you can't watch anything. Like, the most recent
for indie films, really big films?
Independent Hollywood films. Like, independent. I'm saying independent as in, like, not connected to a universe. Not indie films. Okay. Yeah, sorry.
You're good.
Yeah. Well, even a lot of American indie films are that way too,
uh-huh.
that are coming out. Like, but like these independent films that are just their own films. The most recent one that was a big movie, I don't know when it came out, but it was Anyone But You. It had Glenn Powell and the chick that's in
Madame Web.
And Madame Web,
Sydney Sweeney or whatever.
Like that movie had a ton of nudity.
Yeah,
and it's like that's why it was popular. Like,
right,
that's why people want to go see it. And there's just nothing you can go see, and it's hard for us to not talk about Disney, not talk about Sony or DC or any of these things, Star Wars, because there's nothing else to talk about because there's nothing else coming out. And
yeah,
so I want to go see this French film, see if it's good. And
totally. Yeah. I'll have to let me know how it is and give it a review.
For sure. For sure. But yeah, I just thought it's really interesting that another foreign film was the one that people are talking about that's good.
Right. Yeah.
The last two.
It's good to hear.
The last two. Yeah. Well, anything else you want to talk about? Avatar Last Airbender comes out. I don't know have you seen it at all? I think it comes out today.
It's out.
It came out today. Yeah, the 22nd, yeah.
I don't have Netflix.
So it just came out. So Netflix, I haven't seen it yet. Yeah. Problem is I don't have a Netflix subscription, so.
Neither do I. But I don't know. I mean, I've watched a little bit of the cartoon with Trevor. But
yeah,
I've not been really big into it. But it'd be fun to watch.
Yeah, especially I've watched the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
The show's great. It's
okay.
Yeah, but not. I haven't seen the live action.
Right.
It looks a lot better than the other movie that came out.
The other Airbender movie.
M. Night Shyamalan directed
that. Like, what? Come on.
They gave him... I don't even...
That was the twist, that he could actually make a garbage movie.
Yeah. Well, it's like he's never seen the show. And they gave him complete creative control.
Right.
Or no creative control. I don't know.
Something like that.
There's always disaster within Disney that we could talk about.
Yeah.
Like you said, you were telling me about all the lawsuits.
Yeah, they're getting sued like crazy. I mean, you have the Gina Carano one. But people just making allegations against them and their even the former employees about how they've treated employees and just how they've been mischievous about business dealings and whatnot. And
oh, yeah.
All kinds of stuff. I don't remember the specifics, but...
Yeah. Well, good riddance to Disney.
Yeah. Seriously. Well,
yeah.
Anything else?
I think that about wraps it up. No, I don't got anything else.
Okay.
So, we appreciate you guys listening and appreciate your support, and we look forward to recording these for you guys.
Yes. Thank you for listening. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.